Blessed be the darkness, the vast expansion, the all-encompassing, all-surrounding womb of space. Blessed be the light, the penetrating point, the all-focusing, all-aligning core of creation. Blessed be the blade that divides the darkness from the light, thus generating duality, and from duality is all substance formed. The cleansing by water, the purity of salt, combining together, so merged we exalt. By the blade that separates the darkness from the light, the babe from the mother, and the world of the living from the realms beyond, I conjure this circle as a sacred place, shifting the confines of time and space, an island apart and a fortress between yesterday's sorrow and tomorrow's dream. Blessed be the vessel wherein the divided may unite. Welcome to the fourth episode of the Covening Podcast. In the first three episodes, we explored the traditional Wiccan format for full moon rites and some variations, and I provided detailed descriptions of not only the liturgy, but also the movements and gestures associated with each part of a windblown traditional full moon rite. Tonight, I will present a full moon ritual in its entirety, liturgy only, without the gesture and movement instructions, somewhat modified for podcast. For example, at an in-person rite, our Aum would take more time. And I have added some sound effects to provide some clues as to what you might see in circle. I added footsteps at the circle casting and dispersing. I added the sound of a match being struck when we are lighting the quarter candles, which normally we do with another candle, so you wouldn't actually hear that sound in circle. I wanted to put the entire rite together for you, so that those of you who are new to this would get a sense of the flow of the ritual. The circle I have presented is minus the unique magical workings or specific jokes or merriment that might happen in a full moon rite, because those are unique at each rite according to what is offered or needed at the time. What I have in their place is some music. Karen Beth of the Catskills and Christopher Bingham of Bone Poets and Gaia Consort have both kindly permitted me to present their music to you, and you will hear them tonight. You will hear Not My Own and Full Moonlight Dance by Karen Beth and The Reed and It Harm None by Gaia Consort. After this episode, we will go on to other topics, such as Sabbats and their rituals and the windblown checklists. As I've said, I'm trying to provide all the basics for you in the early episodes. Eventually, we will get to a variety show, but that may not happen for a few months. Thank you for being patient with me. If you have specific feedback, please go to covening.org and click on Contact. I want to hear from you. And now, let's begin. This is Sage and Mugwort. May I smudge you? This is cedar oil. May I anoint your forehead? Welcome, your magical name here. You may enter the circle.
Ah.
Blessed be the darkness, the vast expansion, the all-encompassing, all-surrounding womb of space. Blessed be the light, the penetrating point, the all-focusing, all-aligning core of creation. Blessed be the blade that divides the darkness from the light, thus generating duality, and from duality is all substance formed. The substance of water, the flow, cleansing and purifying, begone all uncleanliness. The substance of earth, preserving, purging impurities, begone all impurities and keep away. In the joining of the elements, there is great magic. In the joining of the elements, there is life. By the blade that separates the darkness from the light, the babe from the mother, and the world of the living from the realms beyond, I conjure this circle as a sacred place, shifting the confines of time and space. An island apart and a fortress between yesterday's sorrow and tomorrow's dream. Blessed be the vessel wherein the divided may unite. By the northern midnight chill, by the winter's snow-hushed hoof, by the lord and lady's charge, to this circle enter earth. By the eastern dawning light, by the hatching, sprouting spring, by the lord and lady's charge, air, come forth on flying wing. By the southern noonday bright, by the summer's sweltering heat, by the lord and lady's charge, fire come on burning feet. By the autumn's dying leaves, by the crescent rising west, by the lord and lady's charge, water flow to our behest. And resalute the north. Thank you all for helping to create our circle, our sacred space. All your energies have gone into building this perfect container for our activities tonight. Before we advance into our agenda, let's take a moment to appreciate our surroundings. Tonight, we are outside, surrounded by the red cedar and the Douglas fir, the alder and the big leaf maple. We acknowledge that this beautiful land was stolen from its original inhabitants, the Duwamish and Suquamish coastal Salish peoples. They were good stewards of the land because they understood the sacredness of the trees, the plants, the fungi, and the animals who share this space with us. Let us honor them. Let us learn from them. Let us be advocates with them for justice, because their descendants are alive and among us. So mote it be.
Sometimes I feel like I have no hope. Love these mountains, but they're not my own. They were taken ashore time ago by the men with the guns from the ones with the bows, and hate spread over the land. Another culture killed by the white man's hand, and hate spread over the land. How can I call this country mine? World I want to identify with the murder of millions and genocide. No, this land is not my home. My ancestors had no home. They lived in countries that were not their own. They were driven like beasts, branded in blood. The rulers said not good enough. Slaves they were, slaves they've been, but they swore they'd never go back again. No, those lands were not their own. How can I call those countries mine? Well, I want to identify with the murder of millions and genocide. No, this land were not their own. Sometimes I feel like I've got no home. This man's world is not my own. We were burned for being women of strength, brought to the fire by the church and state. For the ways of the fathers we will not take. And it goes on and on to this very day. Still this world is not my own. And they taught us well ourselves to hate. We lost our names, hid our strength. Said yes, it's God's will, men dominate. Now we're fighting on through to a better way. But still this world is not my own. How can I call the country mine? Well, I want to identify with the murder of millions and genocide. No, this world is not my own. Sometimes I feel like I've got no home. This weary world is not my own.
Let us not dwell on our past imperfections, but instead focus on the better selves and the better world we want to create. A world of fairness and compassion, of honesty and integrity. A world where gender and skin color, ethnicity, neurodivergence, and other forms of diversity are not obstacles to be overcome, but richness and opportunity to be celebrated. So mote it be. Great Mother Goddess, who meets the midnight full with magic dark and power bright, who greets each moon in threefold form, nearest source of heaven's light. Maiden, mother, crone, silver lady beckoning nigh, shine your mirror on our circle. We draw you as you pull the tide. By our sacred covenant old, lady, hag queen, dark and cold, lady, maiden of the night, lady, mother, full and bright, mother, at your fullest wheel, to all assembled, yourself reveal, and join us in our covening. Goddess, take our priestess's form, and be her on this sacred night. Her lips your kiss, her tongue your speech, her eyes your sight, her arms your reach. We greet you, great lady, the circle is thine. I am the lady of the starry heavens. I am she who is mother of all living things. My hands have modeled the mountains and poured the oceans upon the earth. I run the streams off the snow peaks and the rivers through green valleys. Every snowflake, every speck of soil or sand bears my imprint. I am in the smallest spark and the largest star and the vast ocean of space. I am the consoler of the saddened and the healer of the sick. I bring comfort to those upon the earth and peace and understanding in death. For I am the changing goddess. Forget not my darker side. Hidden in the deepest reaches of your mind, I have traveled to the underworld, and I have returned. Those who seek to know me, to feel my spirit, to win my favor and my grace, come to me with a sincere heart. Make offerings upon my altar. Listen and be still. I shall grant you what you ask and more. Wisdom and nobility of spirit. You shall not want for love or friendship, for I will make you beautiful in the eyes of those you desire. Nor shall you lack wealth, for I nourish the earth with the milk of my love. As your days of want are ending, know that I will be the desire that remains. Lord of the leafy green, Lord of the lion's mane, protector of the small, Lord of the sabbat flame, by our sacred covenant old, signed in blood, red and bold, wielder of the double blade, in your name our oaths are made. In the wild your hooves abound, your playful leaps the rules confound, and we are baffled in your light. Steer your wagon to our right. Land upon your hallowed priest, hear our chants, attend our feast, and join us in our covening. Horned One, take our high priest's form and be him on this sacred night. His lips your kiss, his tongue your speech, his eyes your sight, his arms your reach. We greet you, great Lord, the circle is thine. I am Lord of the fertile earth. I am joy, I am laughter, I am grain and grape, and all the pleasures of this world and all the worlds beyond. I hold the keys to all the mysteries. I am the Lord of wisdom and magic. I sail through the sky in my crescent boat of golden haloed horn. I am the bull of force and strength, the flash of lightning, the crack of thunder. I am the light of the moon and stars, the restless prowling of creatures at night in dark piney woods, and the view of the sky from an open hill. I have planted and plowed the fields. I have sired the kid and the calf. I break ground with green shoots in spring. I rut the cow and the lioness, the ewe, the sow, and the gazelle. You who are so solemnly gathered, my worship is of the flesh. Drink your fill and feast in my honor. Make music, make love, fill yourself with life. So shall you come to know death, for this also is mine. In death, all souls are equal. Life is for beneficence, pleasure, and will. As the athame is to the male, so the chalice is to the female, and joined they bring blessedness. I pour a libation to the earth, as we are thankful for your bounty, and now we'll pass around the cakes and the wine.
fools I'd skip a broken heart or two. I confess that I am troubled by this pious vocal few, when they cross the line and tell us what to do. Ah, but life's too short for all this worry. I offer myself to you, oh. Life's too long for lies to carry any more weight in this world. And it harm none. Do what you will, as the circle has bound us. Bound we are still, though the bottle be empty and the cup remain filled. And it harm none. Do what you will. I will put my feet upon the holy ground. In the shadow there reflected, I will find and face my fear. And we all know there is fear plenty round. Ah, but life's too short for all this worry. I offer myself to you, oh. Life's too long for lies to carry any more weight in this world. And it harm none. Do what you will. Is bound us, bound we are still. Though the bottle be empty, may the cup remain filled. And it harms none, do what you will. Bound we are still, though the bottle be empty, may the cup remain filled. And it harm none, do what you will. And it harm none, do what you will. As the circle has bound us, bound we are still, though the bottle be empty, may the cup remain filled. And it harm none, do what you will. And it harm none, do what you will.
And now that we've all had wine and cakes, it's time to make merry. Mirth and reverence. This is time for singing and dancing. Magic, if there is any. Enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
under the full moonlight we dance. Spirits dance, we dance, joining hands we dance, joining souls rejoice. Under the full moonlight we dance. Spirits dance, we dance, joining hands we dance, joining souls rejoice. Under the full moonlight we dance. Spirits dance, we dance, joining hands we dance, joining souls rejoice. Under the full moonlight we dance. Spirits dance, we dance, joining hands we dance, joining souls rejoice. Under the full moonlight we dance. Spirits dance, we dance, joining hands we dance, joining souls rejoice. Under the full moonlight we dance. Spirits dance, we dance, joining hands we dance, joining souls rejoice. Under the full moonlight we dance. Spirits dance, we dance, joining hands we dance, joining hands we dance, joining hands we dance, joining hands we dance. Spirits dance, we dance, joining hands we dance, joining hands we dance, joining hands we dance, joining hands we dance. Spirits dance, we dance, joining hands we dance, joining hands we dance, joining hands we dance, joining hands we dance. Spirits dance, we dance, joining hands we dance, joining hands we dance, joining souls rejoice.
Let's ground whatever energy remains. Lord and Lady, we thank you for your presence in our circle and your aid in our magic. We invite you to linger or leave as you will. When you leave, we wish you hail and farewell. Hail and farewell. By the northern midnight chill, by the winter's snow-hushed hoof, by the Lord and Lady's charge, from this circle, earth, be off. By the autumn's dying leaves, by the crescent rising west, by the Lord and Lady's charge, water ebb to our behest. By the southern noonday bright, by the summer's sweltering heat, by the Lord and Lady's charge, fire flee on burning feet. By the eastern dawning light, by the hatching, sprouting spring, by the Lord and Lady's charge, air go forth on flying wing. And resalute the north. By the blade that cleaves the darkness and the light, the babe from the mother, and the world of the living from the realms beyond, I carve a tunnel to the mortal realm. As common persons, we are masked until the circle be recast. Sacred ground, remain unseen. Silence rules the worlds between, till next we answer magic's call and meet together, which is all. Merry meet and merry part and merry meet again, This rite has ended. Blessed be. Thank you for attending our full moon ritual. We went a little long for our podcast this time, but normally, if you attend these rituals in your coven, in person, the duration will vary between 1 hour and 2. I hope you enjoyed the music. In our next episode, I will present information about the windblown degree system and checklists and some basic information about the sabbats, the quarters and the cross-quarters. I'm considering creating a resources page on the website for members of the old religion. If you have a favorite link that you would like me to add to the page, please click on contact at covening.org and tell me about it. Till next we answer magic's call, blessed be. By the blade that cleaves the darkness and light, the babe from the mother, and the world of the living from the realms beyond, I carve a tunnel to the mortal realm. As common persons we are masked until the circle be recast. Sacred ground remain unseen. Silence rules the worlds between. Till next we answer magic's call and meet together, witches all.